Good morning. Today in the WGXC newsroom, we have Kyle Adams reporting in the Daily Mail. It has been 1 year since the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties was created by the merger of two separate organizations. Adams reports the organization has now developed a 5-year strategic plan. Executive Director Chuck Brooks said one goal of the plan was so that people know that our organization today is different than it was a couple of years ago before we merged, that the consolidation is working and it's strong. Cornell Cooperative Extension employs 23 full and part-time workers and is focused on the economic vitality, ecological sustainability, and social well-being of both counties. The strategic plan includes a range of goals for the organization's future, such as encouraging agricultural career paths, information sharing among agricultural organizations, and expanding rural broadband, and conveying the importance of agricultural and the rural landscape through educational programs. Brooks said the plan will be reviewed at least once every year and should be rewritten again in 2017. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Paul Kirby is reporting in the Daily Freeman on the details of 6 propositions voters statewide will be asked to consider Tuesday, November 5th, the Upstate New York Gaming Economic Development Act will allow 7 casinos to be established on non-Indian land in 3 regions of upstate New York. The casino referendum, if approved, could allow up to 2 gaming halls in the Catskill region. The decision could have a local impact. Greene County legislator and Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley is organizing a public forum for November 1st, Friday, to provide information about the pending Upstate Gaming Act and ultimately to decide if Greene County wants a casino. The new owner of the former Nivelle Resort in the Ulster County town of Worthing and the owners of several properties in neighboring Sullivan County have expressed interest in having casinos. Supporters argue casinos will create jobs upstate. Opponents, such as the Coalition Against Gambling in New York State, says predatory gambling is not healthy for society. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Today is the final day to apply for an absentee ballot by mail for November 5th general election. The request for a ballot, if made via U.S. mail, must be postmarked no later than October 29th. If a voter can apply for an absentee ballot in person, those applications must be made by Monday, November 4th, at the local Board of Elections. For more information, contact the Columbia County Board of Elections at 828-3115 or stop by 401 State Street in Hudson. In Greene County, visit the Board of Elections office at 411 Main Street in Catskill or call 719-3550. Today is Tuesday, October 29th, 2013. The local weather forecast is mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, high near 48. Tuesday night, increasing clouds at the low around 32. For Wednesday, we're having a slight chance of snow showers before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., mostly cloudy, high near 54. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 38. For Thursday, a chance of showers, cloudy, high near 62. Thursday night, showers likely, cloudy, low around 53. And for Friday, showers likely, mainly before 2 p.m., mostly cloudy, high near 68. Friday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 44. Sunrise today was at 7:26 a.m. and the sunset, 5:52 p.m. The length of the day, 10 hours and 26 minutes.